Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. And it is Free Friday, everyone. Welcome to the show. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And thanks to our Friends with Benefits members who've been listening to us all week long. You know you can become a Friends with Benefits member by going to our website, signing up, and you get 4 shows a week, plus a lot of benefits and a lot of cool stuff. And you get to hear Madison and I every single day. So you should become a Friends with Benefits member now if you want to support the show and you want to have better sex. It's 15 cents a day. So thanks, everyone. And today's show, I'm really excited. We have a special guest, Miss Liz. She's a professional phone sex operator. So we're going to start with the basics, phone sex 101, how do you talk dirty? But Menace, you'll be happy to know that she does a lot of fetish work. She works with a lot of men, call her up about different kinds of foot fetishes and even more intense fetishes. So we're going to get into that later with her.
Not that I'm into them.
No, you're not into them. We're into understanding them more.
Yeah, I really want to understand.
You don't have a foot fetish.
I don't have a foot fetish.
Not yet.
Not yet. Maybe later down the line. But I am really fascinated about what drives people
exactly
to have these.
So we're going to talk about that. I'm really excited. We've got some sex in the news. We've got some emails. Topics include testicle length. We've getting a lot of emails about testicles lately. Yeah. Not sure why. Just happening. Reconnecting with old flames, carrying baggage from past relationships. If we get to all those emails, we might not, because Miss Liz is going to be an awesome guest. I'm really excited to talk to her today. And what else I have to tell you is that, you know, Adam and Eve is our sponsor. We love them. If you've been thinking about getting any sex toys, you've been thinking about getting sexy lingerie, fun games to play with your partner, Adam and Eve has every product you need. And the best part is that if you put in coupon code Emily at checkout, you get 50% off most items, 3 adult DVDs, you get a free gift, free shipping. It's awesome. Just go play on their website and we would really appreciate you to support them. That's awesome. So thank you. That's how we're able to do the show. Hey, Menace, what up?
What's going on?
How are you, honey? Menace had a big night. His voice is like 10 octaves lower. You sound like you've been smoking cigarettes all night or something.
I know. It is crazy what happened yesterday.
Okay.
So yesterday I kind of mentioned on the show that there was this big secret party going on in San Francisco, and I was trying to get in.
Right.
So what happened was there was some rumors flying around the city that some artists were in town. So we sent some people to go investigate it, and then come to find out, Sean Parker, who's one of the co-founders of Napster, and he used to be the president of Facebook, was throwing this private party in San Francisco. The lineup included The Killers, Jane's Addiction, and Snoop Dogg, and DJ Cascade.
Right.
Right.
And Lady Gaga used it yesterday, or that was
that was just a rumor. That was a rumor, but there was no Lady Gaga. But I called in some favors, and I ended up getting into this party.
Awesome.
This was the best private party I've ever been to in my entire life.
Crazy.
You walk in, it was a warehouse that they totally revamped and made it look like you were inside maybe the W or something like that, right? They had all these private tables, all the pillows everywhere.
Right.
You walk in, there's a giant bar. Every alcohol you can ever think of is there.
Oh my God, you were in heaven. Yes. Menace was in his own personal heaven.
There were
heaven.
7 bartenders on one side, 7 bartenders on the other side. That was one of the bars. The main one in the middle, right?
So you didn't have to wait for drinks, because that's always a bummer about parties when you're like waiting for a drink.
It is open bar the entire time.
Awesome.
Okay, from 5:30 to 2 a.m.
Okay.
On the left side, you have the food is your sliders, seafood, sushi bar, anything you want.
Amazing.
Just grab it. The other side is they're cooking whole pigs. They have like a meat section. Then they have like fruits and cheeses, all this stuff.
Wow.
All night long, get whatever the hell you want, right? Then I went and got my own table. You sit down at the table, they come by and they bring more food by. They go, here, do you want a country fried chicken?
Right.
Hell yeah, I want some country
hell
fried chicken.
Hell yeah, country fried chicken, step right? that up, yeah.
So they do that. Then they come by and they go, oh, do you want some beef with mashed potatoes?
Right,
yes,
so the food was epic.
Epic food, right? And then they come by and they go, hey, do you want these mini ice cream cones dipped in chocolate?
I've seen those are amazing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I want that. Oh, here you want mini ice cream sandwiches? Yeah. Oh, we have mini donuts. They just kept on like feeding the entire night. Just drinks effing galore, right?
What was the crowd like?
The crowd is a bunch of young dot-comers and stuff like that. And here's the best part. They're giving out these $300 bottles of tequila, 102 proof, right?
Time?
Like candy.
Okay.
I can't mention it. I have it on my Twitter. I wasn't familiar with the name,
right?
Because it's so expensive. Like I would never buy a bottle like that.
Your kind of thing, right?
I got to take a bottle home. It was amazing.
Oh my God!
Right? Snoop Dogg was amazing. The Killers were amazing. They did a cover of "On the Dock of the Bay."
Oh my God, that's amazing!
Yeah, it was just a crazy party. And I want to take this away from the party, and I want to share this with the men that listen to the show. After going to this party and observing some things, no man should be afraid to talk to a woman.
Okay.
This guy, a guy number one, could have been maybe the shortest guy in the room.
Okay.
Shortest guy in the room. Redhead guy. You know, people always make fun of redheads. I love redhead women.
Right.
So super short, redheaded, one of the hottest chicks in the party just comes straight up to him, and he was talking with his friend and said, oh my God, I love him.
Right?
Half hour later, I see this chick making out with the dude.
Right. He must have some kind
He just got his game. He was just like playing off like it wasn't a big deal.
So
that's the key.
What if he has like a bazillion dollars and he's a well-known internet person.
I would have known him.
Okay, I don't know if you would have.
I would have.
So did you see Sean Parker? And
I saw Sean Parker. I talked to him. I told him it was an amazing party. I hung out with Willie Brown, one of the ex-mayors.
I made a film about him years ago.
San Francisco. And I saw another guy, he seemed kind of like a loner.
Right.
He was pulling chicks left and right.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you pull chicks?
Did I? Come on.
I
was some chicks plus one, so I was hanging out with her the entire time.
Okay, how was that? Did you make out? No, you did make out.
I don't make out in public like that.
Oh.
I don't do that.
Did you go outside and make out
maybe,
later?
Maybe I did do that.
Oh, awesome. Do you like her?
No, we're cool.
Have you been friends for a while? Or
Yeah. Nothing's going to go.
It's not going to go anywhere, but you made out. You probably don't even remember. You're oblivious. That sounds
so
awesome.
Wasted.
That sounds so fun. I'm so glad you did that.
It was an epic party, and the party was actually for Spotify, which is a new music service, which is it's pretty amazing. It's basically iTunes for free, and you just stream everything.
Okay,
it's
cool.
Really cool.
That's awesome.
Sorry to bore everybody, but if you want to go to my blog, whitemenace.com, I have full
pictures,
like videos
and
pictures and all
that
stuff.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you got in.
Yeah.
That's great.
I saw Perry Farrell. He was out in the crowd having fun.
Did you dance? No, you don't.
No, I was in the crowd. He was going out in the crowd and grabbing people's drinks. He's like, "Oh, what's this?" on the microphone. He's like, "Oh, I'm gonna drink this." He starts drinking people's drinks.
Hilarious.
Snoop Dogg, last song, he had everybody jump on the stage with him, and he was smoking a blunt, and
I was gonna ask if he smoked a big joint.
And he was
sharing his
blunt with everybody.
Yeah, I've been to parties with him, and he does that, and it's awesome.
Dude,
love it. Menace, that's so fun.
Yeah.
And you made out with a chick.
Maybe.
Score.
Maybe I did.
I don't care. Just
don't
tell me. You
chicks.
Don't tell me. Who do you make out with? Dudes?
No.
Dogs? What?
No.
Okay. Yeah. So that's great, Menace. That's so fun.
What did you end up doing?
I didn't do that, but I ended up having a dinner date, and I went to a really good restaurant in my neighborhood and walked my dog. I did make out. And not as exciting as you, but it was a great night. It was beautiful in San Francisco. Like I said, it's still summer here. It's amazing. Like our summer is just starting, and it's epically summertime right now. It's like 75 degrees in San Francisco.
Yeah,
we are so happy. And I hung out. It was fun. And I've just been, I'm getting ready. I have a big gay wedding tomorrow night. I have to get a white dress. Like, I have to get, like, a sexy, cool, hot white dress, like, in the next 24 hours. And I got to do that.
You can get one.
I'm busy. It's white. Who can find a white? Where do you
go? Forever 21 or H&M or something.
No, he's a little nicer than that. A little nicer than that.
Excuse me.
A little nicer than that. And I want to tell everyone that you can always call to our... It's something new that we're starting. 415-992-7392 is our number. You are more than welcome to leave us a message on our voicemail. We'll answer your questions on the air, and we'll listen to your comments. If you've got comments, questions, we've already gotten a few that we're going to start playing next week. So we appreciate that. It's super easy to do, 415-992-7392. If you've got questions or comments now, you can call in or just leave us a message if it's not between 1 and 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mm-hmm. That's what I got to say about that. And, Tuesday's show is how to break up. And Monday's show, is going to be in how to break up and get over it. So tune in on Monday. That's what we got. And what else? I'm trying to think there's something else. I don't know. I'm happy it's Friday. I'm so happy. Friday, jumped out of bed. It's beautiful. Very happy.
I know I wanted to go home right after this, and now I just...
Can you?
I can't now.
You go to work?
Yeah. Actually, I have to go to my house and grab something and now go back to work.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Just got a message.
Oh, my God. Hate that. So we're going to be talking to Miss Liz, who's a phone sex operator, because I'm so excited to talk to her because she's going to answer all of our questions that we've had forever. And I've got a little bit of sex in the news and some emails. We can get into that. Anything else you'd like to share?
No, man. It was just...
Epic party.
Epic party, man.
You got to go to Sundance or something, film festival. They have parties like that all the time. They're awesome. Like,
I go to some really cool stuff all the time, but just to have something where it's just...
And you wanted it so bad. Like, you wanted to go in and you got in, and like, that's so awesome.
And it was a really good experience. I also got these little copper cups. These copper cups that are just awesome.
How many people were there, we think?
Not too many. Honestly, it was in the hundreds. So
cool. So it wasn't too crazy.
Yeah.
Love it. And also, I just want to mention again that my book is coming out. October 11th. I kept it in my car. I meant to bring it in. It's called Hot Sex, over 200 things you can try tonight. You can pre-order it on Amazon right now. If you go to sexwithemily.com, there's a link right on the right-hand side. And I'm doing a book party in San Francisco on October 6th, and it is for everyone. It's at Good Vibrations, which is a great sex store in the city, and you can find out more information about that if we're friends on Facebook, or you go to my Sex with Emily page, you can see more about that. And it's coming up soon. It's like soon, like it's happening, yeah. Like I'm so excited. I worked really hard on it, and I really love it.
I can't wait for those parties.
I'm having a bunch of parties, yeah. But the October 6th is the first party. So Hot Sex, over 200 things you can try tonight. Love it. All right, we can get into some text in the news.
Okay, what do you got?
I love when your eyes open wide and he looks at me. I can't wait to get cameras. You can see minus the eyes he makes at me because I'm like, is he saying that I'm? I don't know what he's saying.
What?
I don't know what you're. I don't know what you're. It's like you're trying to sell. You're trying to convey something to me. Don't know what it is. Okay, Brad Pitt saves face. Jennifer Aniston's a dear friend of mine, he says. So I don't know if you heard this in the news a few weeks ago. He said something like, yeah, Jennifer was boring. We just sat her on the couch and smoked pot. There was an interview that he said something to that effect. So he was like backpedaling. And he said, all I know is that my point really was the best thing I'd done as a father is to be sure that my kids have a good mother. That's all I was or am trying to say. I have no reference to the past. I think it's a shame that I can't say something nice about Angie without Jen being drug in. You know, she doesn't deserve it. So anyway, he's trying to apologize for saying that he just sat around and smoked pot with her.
When are they just going to get over?
It's been years. Who cares? You know, but that's what we do with pop culture, right?
Jennifer Aniston. I mean, Jennifer Aniston.
I think she's pretty. I know you say Aniston like Perez Hilton, whatever. She's cute. I think she's pretty. I think that Brad Pitt's been laid by a lot of hot chicks. He's super psyched. Super good life.
I'm just saying, if you take a young photograph of Dustin Hoffman and you put it right next to Jennifer Aniston, you might see some similarities.
I disagree. She's really pretty.
Don't tell me. Okay. What about Sarah Jessica Parker? Do you think she's really pretty?
I think she's cute.
I
think her whole package is cute. Like
joking,
her dressing.
Right?
Yeah. No, that's joking. I don't think she's typically beautiful, but I think she's.
She gets bashed so much.
For being ugly?
Yeah, that it got back to her husband, whatever, Ferris Bueller. He, he actually made a statement like how. It makes him feel bad or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Ferris Bueller could have got
She's made bazillion dollars.
Who cares?
Career. I'm just saying, she's got some appeal, obviously, to the box office. To listeners. You think it's just chicks?
Yeah.
You don't think dudes are into her? Never?
I could not find... If we looked
A lot of guys hate Sex and the City.
If we looked into my phone, I can't find one chick, I mean, one dude that would say that Jennifer Aniston is hot.
Okay.
Swear to God.
I gotcha. Well, then, okay. I don't know. That's what you think. I have my different opinions.
Okay.
There's different women. Like, I get it. There's actresses that women find hot and men find hot. Okay, Scarlett Johansson is dating Kieran Culkin or Justin Timberlake. Unclear which one. Apparently, she's been seen with both of them lately. They're reporting that the 26-year-old was hardcore flirting with Mr. JT one night at a Manhattan club until the wee hours of the morning, and then later she was seen leaving his penthouse apartment.
What?
She's late, everyone. Talk about hooking up with everyone. I mean, we were talking about the other day. Yeah. Who are you saying has, like, the golden penis in Hollywood?
Oh,
Brad Pitt, right?
No. The chick that's hooked up with all the golden dicks in Hollywood.
Oh, the chick with the golden... Right.
Yeah, it's...
chick with the golden dick. She should get, like an Emmy award, but it's, like, a big dick.
It's what's her name? She's married to the guy from Coldplay.
Gwyneth Paltrow. Okay, so then apparently she was seen with him, and then she was seen with actor Kieran Culkin just days before in L.A., but apparently, like, then they backtrack and say that, Timberlake hired Scarlett to appear in a music video and that Kieran Culkin and Scarlett went to high school together, so maybe there's nothing going on. Who knows? So that's that. There's a lot of celebrity gossip today. So I did this for you, Menace, because I thought you'd appreciate it.
I love it.
So as you know, Scarlett, she's a new divorcee. She split from her hubby Ryan Reynolds last year. And so she's just
there's new photos that just leaked of her, too.
Really? Are they
hot?
Because
her phone got hacked. Yeah.
Right. There's another hacking story. Everyone's...
nude leak. I'll show them to you right now real quick.
Great. I'm dying to see pictures of Scarlett Johansson.
She got hella ass.
Hella ass in a good way or hella ass in a bad way?
Yeah, good way.
Do you like big butts?
And I cannot lie? No. No, it doesn't matter to me. Remember, it's always proportionate. It doesn't.
Proportionate. Like, Menace likes proportion. What do you like?
I don't like super crazy Nicki Minaj, but I just, forget it. I can't find
it. Find new photos. Okay. Is Ellen Nordegren, how do you say her name? Tiger Woods' ex. Ellen Nordegren, yeah. Ready to marry new boyfriend Jamie Dingman?
Oh, no.
Apparently, the former Swedish model is back on top. She's so in love with her new millionaire beau, Jamie Dingman, terrible name, that she may be thinking about marriage number two. Despite rumors that Jamie is about as faithful as Tiger, when it comes to relationships, the couple seems to have a strong relationship. After winning that $100 million divorce settlement from Tiger Woods, she can certainly form another wedding, but it's apparently making Tiger really jealous because he thought they were going to get back together. So she's made $100 million. She's a hot model. And the problem is that a former Swedish model, the problem is that she's dating the same exact type. And this goes back to, I have friends like this. I was just dating someone, talking to someone the other day, and she's like, she only likes the bad boys, or she dates the same types over and over and over again. So it sounds like this guy doesn't have a great reputation either, and I think she should run for the hills. Yeah. If he doesn't have a good reputation, it's everything that you hear about people are probably true.
Do you hear when they first started dating that he used to date that the number one chick that Tiger Woods was cheating?
Yeah. That chick. What's her name? I can't remember her name.
I forget
Rachel.
Her name. Something. Whatever. Yeah. But so, she's super hot.
Rachel?
Yeah.
Really?
She's super hot. Yeah.
She's kind of hot. Yeah. So anyway, I think that Ellen should run for her life, get some therapy, and not keep dating the same kind of men. That's what I
true.
Think.
True.
And
hold on to your $100 million for a while.
Hold on to your $100 million. What I don't understand is, why are people rushing to get married? Why do people rush into one marriage to the next? Probably because she's kids, and I think when you have kids, you really want that stability. But I'm telling her, Ellen, just chill and date around for a while. Don't just go right into another relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Zooey Deschanel.
Yes.
This is for you.
She brings
knows
the
pain of love gone bad.
What?
In her new series, New Girl, which premiered last night on Fox.
Yes.
You were at a party. You didn't see it.
Sport my
girl. She plays a girl in an emotional whirl, and she's fresh from a breakup with her new boyfriend. Deschanel's character, Jessica Day, makes a bold move by shacking up with three guys she meets Craigslist style. She says, the fact is that she's a girl who has a boyfriend since she was 18, then she's dumped her. This is all about the episode. It's not that interesting, but I just wanted to read it because it was a news story about her. And it says that, it talks about her new show. Did you know what she has a new show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course I do.
Are you going to watch it?
I love her.
Are you going to DVR
it?
Yeah,
of course I am.
Dude, when are you going to fix up my DVR? I've had cable now for 3 weeks.
Stop going to your little shindigs.
I'm not doing anything. I'm home. Come over. Is Reese Witherspoon already pregnant with her third child?
Whore.
Less than 6 months ago, Reese Witherspoon married her second husband, her talent agent, Jim Toth, at her country estate in California. And from the looks of new photos, she may already be pregnant. X17 Online published a series of photographs of the 35-year-old, and she looks pregnant. Whatever. She probably had a big sandwich. They always do that.
No,
they're like, oh, she's pregnant. They look
How
pregnant.
How old is this story?
I don't know. I got it today.
Really?
Is it old? They already say is it already in the news?
No, because she just got hit by a car. Did you hear about that?
I did hear about that, but it doesn't mention that.
She got like black eye and everything.
Wow. She got a what?
She got a black eye.
Oh, I thought you said she got a black...
No, a black guy?
Yeah, I think she got a black guy.
She might have
like,
got a black
about?
Guy and a black guy.
They're using her wardrobe. She's probably just wearing a big baggy sweater because she's uncomfortable because she got in a car accident. Mm-hmm. But anyway, those are the pregnancy rumors. You look fat one day. Because you know women, you don't know this because you're not a woman, but like literally there's a few times a month, one time a month or definitely when you're like, you feel like you gained 5 pounds and you might and it looks like you're pregnant.
Oh,
happens to
I'm
all
definitely
women.
Looking pregnant today. Before when I was walking on the way here, I saw some people know and they go, dude, you look fucked up. And I go, I know, I do. I look really bad right now.
Yeah. Your voice is different.
My voice is different.
Did you smoke cigarettes or something?
No, I just went. I just been up the entire time.
Right. You even slept yet?
No. I came straight here.
Really? You just woke up? You had to go to work this morning. Did you have your first
no,
sick day
I
ever?
I went to the party. I went home for a minute, took a shower, went straight to work. And
oh
then
my God.
I've been working ever since.
That is freaking crazy.
So I've been up like more than 24
Dude,
hours.
Dude, well, you're pulling it here. You're good. You're
That's
here.
That's what I do. That's what I do, girl.
I know. That's
I
what
thought
you, do.
You knew.
I adore you. Okay, Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis deny sexting each other. Anytime someone denies something, you know they did it. Apparently, there was these. Did you hear this nude photos?
Yeah, you got hacked. There was no nude photos of Mila Kunis, but she. There
Unfortunately.
Was Yeah, unfortunately. But there was, her phone got hacked. There was some, there was two pictures of Justin. One, he was laying on a bed with his shirt off. The second, that he, there was a picture of him
with underwear on his head.
On his head. And then there was some random guy that they can't identify that his, they were showing his junk, his wiener.
So, yeah.
But the person who hacked the phone said they didn't release text messages between Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis. So,
apparently they're saying they hooked up when they were making Friends with Benefits movie. That shows. They're saying this is proof that they hooked up.
I would, too.
Dude, I would hook up on a movie set. Totally. Yeah, who wouldn't? That's the hot Kunis couple. I know. Hot. I love it. So hot. Okay, so that's some news. And then how we've got... What?
How do, like, chicks just become, like, the it girl for a little while? I don't understand. I don't know how that happens. Because
there's so many beautiful women. There's so many actresses.
Then, like, Mila Kunis, she doesn't look any different than she did before. She looks the same.
But it takes a while to build your fame and your stardom and all that stuff.
Yeah, she's always been
hot. I thought she was still hot when I saw her in Sarah Marshall, that movie, Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, oh my God, she's going to be a star. Like, I could tell. I thought she was beautiful.
Yeah.
But I didn't remember seeing her much before. Oh, I know she was in That 70s Show or something.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, look at me. Look
wow,
at me.
I do not know.
I know some things that I can't even explain.
That's
just
cool.
From the ether. So we should call our guest in a few, but let's do a few emails first,
okay.
And then we're going to call our guest, Miss Liz, phone sex operator. Hi, I'm Leah Menace. So recently, my boyfriend and I were on the phone discussing our insecurities.
Uh-huh.
That's always a fun conversation. I expressed some things about my body that bothered me and made me feel much better about them. So in turn, I asked him about his insecurities, and I wasn't too sure if men even had insecurities. To my surprise, he has one, and it's his long balls. My boyfriend is 31 years old, and he says he thinks the older he gets, the longer they're getting. I haven't really noticed the length of them because if I'm giving them attention, he's laying down. So maybe Menace can answer this question. Do men's balls grow longer than the older they get? Oh. P.S. Maybe you can just discuss this on the next show, female ejaculation, because to my astonishment, I did this last time we had sex, and he was so turned on. But I have no clue how I did it. Thanks, Michelle.
You just peed on him. That's what happened.
No, you did not pee on him. We talked a lot about female ejaculation yesterday, which I'll get into too. So it is true that they say that men's balls do drop as they get older. So they might seem like they're coming longer. How are your balls doing, Menace?
My balls hang so low that they come out the end of my pants and then they drag on the pavement.
But it's true. When men get older, they say it's like gravity. Just like women's breasts drop when they get older, that men's balls tend to drop.
Yeah. My balls really haven't dropped. They're still up in my stomach. But I do hear this, you know, the saying, the older you get, the longer balls.
Yeah. But that's his insecurity. He's insecure about it. I would never even know.
Why would you be insecure about it?
Long balls, short balls, round balls. Who cares?
Look,
balls are balls.
Let me tell you something that girls like. I'm going to tell you what girls like.
You're going to tell me what girls like?
Yeah.
You tell me what girls like.
Mr. Guy that's worrying about his balls hanging too low. Ladies kind of like it when the balls kind of slap in certain areas.
Exactly. I was just going to say that.
See, we're just on that level right now.
Sometimes when you're having sex with a woman, your balls can hit her clitoris.
Mm-hmm.
You're having sex missionary style or any style, doggy mm-hmm. style, and those balls hit her in a really good place.
Yeah.
Totally. And it feels amazing. So your long balls are awesome. And hail to the long balls. So I think that's cool they discussed her insecurities, and she said that she expressed her insecurities and she felt better about it. So I think couples should maybe have that conversation.
Embrace your balls, man.
Embrace your balls, whatever. I wonder what she was insecure about, what I'm curious about. And then she wants to talk about female ejaculation. Yes, it exists. There is some dissent about it in the sex world that it doesn't really exist, but it does come from the G-spot. It does when you put pressure on the G-spot. It's the urethra. It is not urine that comes out. It truly is female ejaculation. Mm. And what else can I say about it? I have to say that it's all starts with the G-spot. And if you, a great way to start exploring it sounds like you already did do it. You already, but it is for him to use his fingers on your G-spot with lube. Have him use lots of lube on his fingers and see how it feels. It might feel like you want to urinate, but you don't. And then you might ejaculate. But it takes a while. It takes practice. But they say, there's studies that say any woman can learn to ejaculate. How's about it? How's about that?
Study really hard.
Right.
Practice.
Okay. Oh, and this is funny. This is another one. This is totally, these both came in, and I'm serious, in the same day.
Okay.
Right next to each other. Emily, I recently discovered a benefit to low-hanging balls.
Oh, really?
They are really hot. Now that my husband is approaching 58, they are hanging lower. When he takes me from behind, they swing up and lightly smack my vulva. Oh, my God. I didn't even read this yet. Who knew? The new form of stimulation feels great. No name was given on this. That is hilarious. I didn't even see that these were juxtaposed right after the next. I love my life. I love when things work. So, yeah, low balls, no problem.
Embrace.
Embrace the low balls. Tie them up. Do something. Tie them in a bow. Yeah.
Make a necktie out of them.
Make a necktie. Do whatevs. Okay, I think... No, we've got a few more minutes. Okay. Emily and Menace, I'm a diehard fan and look forward every week to listen to your show.
Why, thank you.
I have a problem. About a year ago, I told this woman, I'll call her Sierra, about my feelings for her. She was beautiful and intelligent, the kind of person who really doesn't exist anywhere. However, she felt that her current situation was bound for disaster and she didn't want me to get dragged in. I would have gladly stood by her, but I respected her wishes nonetheless. I was at a certain point which I wasn't sure I was over her, but I think I was close, and I began dating another woman I'll call Rachel. She, too, is beautiful, and we are in a wonderful relationship. However, as long as I've been in this relationship almost a year, I've thought about Sierra on and off. Not in a sexual way, just a kind of what if and well, maybe after this relationship kind of way. Just yesterday, I got an email from her saying that she missed the things I did and that she didn't know if I was still with Rachel. She wants me to talk. She says she wants me to talk to her more often so we can share secrets like we used to. I don't want to burn bridges with anyone, but you know I've really been put between a rock and a hard place. Thanks for your help, that guy.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Listen, here's the thing. You're in a good relationship right now with Rachel. Sierra is something in the past. You made a decision to move on. And of course, we're always going to think about our exes. That just, they just float in our head. And it doesn't have to be in a sexual way. I agree. I think about my exes who I'm wondering, oh, I wonder now if that would have worked. I mean, I don't like mourn it or regret anything. I really always say I don't have any regrets about any relationships because I think you learned from all of them. I think you learned your lessons with Sierra. You had a good time. But if you really are in love with this Rachel, we always tend to look back and you would think that what am I missing? But I would just move forward with Rachel. And I would say that it would also be unfair to Rachel for you to start opening up this relationship with Sierra again and start sharing your secrets. It's a form of cheating, emotional cheating. And I don't think it's cool. And I would just say as hard as it is, because we always like that. A lot of people, including myself, like that stimulation from a lot of different people. And it feels good to be intimate with this one and intimate with that one. But ultimately, if you want to do the healthy right thing, I would just shut down Sierra and keep going with Rachel. Unless you think that Rachel and you aren't working out, then you're free to go back to Sierra.
Yeah.
Agree?
Totally agree. I swear. Comment.
Okay, good.
I instantly, after you read that, I said, don't do it.
Right.
You know?
I know. You said it succinctly, and I took a lot longer to say it. Let's call our guest because I'm really excited to phone her up. Let me grab
the
info.
The number.
Okay, here is the number. It's the second line there. We are calling Miss Liz. She's a phone sex operator. She specializes in fetishes. She's awesome. And we're going to get into how to talk dirty, like basics. Like I want phone sex 101 from her, although she's a professional. She's been doing it since 1991. She's been doing phone sex. She's got a really successful operation. And you can follow her on Twitter and all that stuff. That's how we met, virtually.
Mm-hmm.
And her, let's find her.
Keep going.
Okay. She's been doing phone sex since she was 19. And her website is bbwlizphonesex.com. bbwlizphonesex.com.
Yeah. Are you supposed to call her at a certain time?
Well, I think...
No one is available to take your call.
I think she was told... We'll call her back because I think she was told 145.
Okay.
But I thought we'd get it. I think she was told like 140, so we'll try back in a few minutes.
Okay.
So I'll read another email. Perfect.
All right, good.
Okay. So, when I listen to your show, dear Emily, it dredges up failures of relationships past.
No, we don't want to do that.
And sometimes I get really bummed out.
However,
I appreciate your upbeat attitude and playful banter with Menace. You always say that you have no regrets. I think that's important. It makes it more practical and less painful if you're not carrying in baggage from previous relationships into new ones. David. Ah, David, that's sweet. I know what you mean. I just believe, like I said, I'll say it again, and you just quoted me in that I don't look at relationships as failures at all. I believe that we are in every relationship for a reason. This is not some kind of like ethereal, like I live in Northern California and everything happens for a reason, man. But I really believe that that you do learn from every relationship, hopefully.
And, oh, she's coming back.
Okay, cool.
Sorry about that.
Awesome. Okay, we're going to get into Miss Liz. But thanks, David, for your email. I totally appreciate it. And I'm glad the show can be inspiring to you. Hello?
I think she hung up. Hold on. We'll call her back.
Okay, we're calling Miss Liz.
Oh, God. I don't know why it automatically calls
some other dude.
Yeah. How do I get him off our list? All right. Let's try this again. Connecting.
Connecting with Miss Liz, phone sex operator.
How do you get to be a phone sex operator? Can I do an audition?
I would be good at it. Because I've done phone sex. I've had good phone sex
before. Where
do you
apply?
Hello, this is Nell speaking.
Hi.
Is this Miss Liz? Is this Miss Liz? Hello?
Hello?
I can't hear you.
Is this Miss Liz?
I can't hear you.
How about now?
Can you hear us now?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this Miss Liz?
Who?
Miss Liz?
Liz?
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Guess another number. Did you dial 9? Okay.
Let me look at it again.
Menace is a little tired, so maybe that was it.
Let's try it again.
Okay, we'll try it again. Did you dial the wrong number?
It says 9.
Right.
It says 928, and in the Bay Area, there's a 925, so I think
I put
9.
Oh, you did. Good. Some older woman just called into a sex show.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Hello?
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Oh, I can't hear you.
What I'm most excited to talk to Ms. Liz about, though, is, like, we get a lot of calls. We get a lot of emails from people asking, like, how do you start phone sex? Like, how do you do it? And
sorry
also
about
the
that.
Fetish thing. It's cool.
Sorry about that, people.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Miss Liz?
Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. Can you hear me?
I can barely hear you.
Barely hear us. Okay.
We're going to work on that.
How about now?
Okay, so sorry about that earlier. I heard the little old lady.
Hilarious! Oh my God!
Is this better?
I can barely hear you. Would it be better for me to turn my sound up on my computer?
Yeah. Probably.
Or to turn off her computer, right, Menace?
No. That'll be a delay.
There's a delay.
Okay.
Is there any way to turn up the volume on the phone that you're on right now?
I can't hear you very well at all. Okay. I know you can hear me, right?
We hear you fine, and you do have a sexy voice.
Hold on one second. How about that? Is that better?
Not changing.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry about the technical problem.
Oh, it's okay. We'll work it out.
We'll figure it out real quick. Man, I had the levels a little too high for than it should be right now.
I'm still not able to hear anything from you guys.
Okay,
hold on one second. We'll get it.
Very, very quiet.
All right, hold on.
Hold on, Miss Liz. We will be with you in one moment.
I'll be right here.
How about that?
That's a little better. Let's go ahead and give it
Let's
a
get started. That's okay. Really... Is it? Am I really? I'm really high though.
Yeah, this is gonna be too loud on our recording.
Should I move my... Okay.
Okay. I don't know. It should be... Let's try that.
Okay.
How about there? How about that?
It's not changing anything.
It's not.
What do you think this could be, Menace?
Everything is turned out really loud.
How about the computer volume?
The computer volume is up.
Is it up all the way?
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
I can't believe I'm trying to help you with sound.
Man, all the audio settings. Sorry, everybody. I hate when this happens.
I know. This is like the bane of Mason's, Menace's existence.
The bane of my existence. Don't
yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to go ahead and just give it a shot, I can hear Emily a little bit better than I can you, Menace.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
Right up on the microphone right now.
I know, me too. Okay.
Go ahead, you talk to
Ms.
him.
Ms. Liz, we'll tell me, okay, so tell me a little bit about yourself and what you and your business.
Well, I am 38 years old, and I've been doing phone sex since I was 19. It was my very first job. 2 weeks out of high school, I saw an ad in the paper for phone actresses, and I went ahead, and I knew what it was.
Right.
I knew that it was going to be phone sex. I answered the ad, went through the interview, and basically they just told everybody, it's a group interview, what it was, and I'd say 80% of the women got up and left as soon as we were told we'd be talking about sex. And I loved it. I loved it.
Wow.
I loved it. I realized I had a knack.
Right, right.
Figuring out what turns people on.
And 19.
I've been doing it ever since. I really enjoy it.
That's amazing. So at 19, you knew what turned people on. What turned people on. So at 19, you knew what turned men on.
When I was 19, I left it.
When you were 19, you knew what turned men on. You knew.
I had to sort of figure out what turned men on just by trial and error, because I was honestly very, very virginal.
Right. I'm sure.
And this was before the web. I couldn't, it wasn't like some guy could call me and say, I want you to, you know, do sounding with me or
right,
whatever.
Right.
Or some, you know, weird BDSM thing. I couldn't go to the web and look it up. I had to just come up with something on the fly.
Right.
And I had to learn trial by fire.
So what have you learned? So what would you say, tell me about your typical clientele.
Excuse me?
Your typical clientele.
My typical clientele are men that have fetishes that they probably would never feel comfortable talking to somebody else about.
Okay.
You know, they're cross-dressers. I talk to a lot of cross-dressers who consider themselves to be sissies. A lot of my femdom clients, they're married, and they're not comfortable talking to their wives about it, especially the cross-dresser clients. They tell me that if their wives know, they don't want to have anything to do with it. They're like, you go do whatever you want to do. I don't want to have anything.
Right.
I don't want to know anything about it.
Right.
So most of my clients are guys that they have these bizarre fetishes that sort of consume their sexual imagination. And they,
right,
they want to just release that tension.
Right, right.
And
like,
so I do a lot of femdom. I have a lot of clients that are into giantess role play, where they want me to be 50, 100 feet tall, and for those guys, the sex act is between a huge foot and their whole body.
Wow.
I do robot role play. I do monsters, aliens, all kinds of things. It's just...
Can you do your... how would you do a monster voice? How would you do a monster voice?
Usually the monster guys, they want me to be like a siren or a succubus or, you know, some kind of creature that's going to just absolutely overwhelm them.
Wow. What do you think that is? Where does that stem from?
It's all about the monstrous part. The monstrous part is about having a woman who's absolutely aggressive with no hesitation.
Right.
And that's what's behind it for the monster guys. They don't really want the voice. The robot guys, they want to hear the voice.
Okay, so
they
you do a robot voice.
About, I am a sex robot. I am programmed for pleasure.
Wow.
You know, that kind of thing.
That is amazing. Okay.
A lot of them are turned on by robots that are malfunctioning. They want to hear me talk about, oh, master, I am experiencing a malfunction. You know, that kind of
wow,
thing.
Wow, right.
It's a lot of fun for me to do.
That is so fun. You do have a great voice, obviously.
You.
So let's talk about just, okay, we're going to get into more of the stuff that you do, your clients, because we have some questions here about fetishes and stuff. But I want to know, what about someone just starting out, like phone sex 101, mm-hmm, right? We get a lot of emails from people that are like, I'm in a long-distance relationship, or I would just like to start phone sex. And I just want to ask you real quickly, are you hearing me better now?
I can hear you. It's not any better, but I can't hear you.
Okay, great. So tell me, how would you say you'd start with phone sex? Let's say you're a guy and you want to start having phone sex with someone. Or a woman,
so
it doesn't matter.
Like a couple that
a
wants
couple.
To have
Let's
phone
say there's
sex,
a couple and they've been
like
together.
Relationship? Is that
yeah,
what you
exactly, to enhance their relationship, maybe
you
they're
have
long
to
distance.
Listen to each other. And for just straight romantic sex, a lot of it, for men being so visual, a lot of it on the woman's part is going to be just description. If you're good at describing, that's 50% of it right there. The other 50%, when in doubt, moan. when you've gotten to a point where you don't know what to say next, just moan.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of straight callers, all they want me to do, and I very rarely talk to straight callers, but normally they just want to hear a woman moan and they want to hear a woman get off.
Wow.
That's another big thing.
Okay.
The guy who's on the phone, he wants to hear his partner absolutely in the throes of ecstasy. They love moaning.
Okay.
So really, you know, just listen to what he's talking about, follow his lead a little bit, and then that when you don't know what to do next, just, oh, that feels so good. You know.
That's amazing. And then what about, so you say the women, men are very visual and they want a lot of description from the women, and the men are just want moans, but they also want description too, right? I mean, what about the women? What do you think the women want? They want to be told that the guy loves them or they're hot. I don't know. What do you think?
You know, what women would want to hear from the guy, I think, I don't know. In all this time, I've never really looked at it from that point of view, but I guess it would just, for the guy, tell her how gorgeous she is. Tell her how much she turns you on.
Exactly.
You know, tell her the things that you wish that you were there to be touching or
to be
looking at or to be enjoying about her.
I totally agree.
She doesn't want the porn star stuff about, yeah, take it, baby. You like that. Who's your daddy? No.
No, she doesn't want, exactly.
Feel admired.
Exactly.
And to feel gorgeous. So,
yes, exactly.
You know, I think that would work for a guy.
Yeah, I think so too.
Do phone sex with his partner.
Yeah. Okay. That's just some good tips, because a lot of people just, they don't get it. They don't know how to do it. They're scared. They're nervous. They're shy.
I'm sorry, Emily. I can't hear you.
Okay. Menace, she can't hear me right now.
Is she now?
Can you hear me now? He's playing with the
barely,
buttons.
Barely. I'm so sorry about
that. Oh, no.
Here.
It's probably our fault. No. Can you hear me now? She can't hear me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you a little bit.
Okay, great. Okay, so what are some of your limits and your, like, taboo topics? Like, what are the things that you won't go for?
I prefer not to have anything to do with age play, underage role play.
Right.
None of that. It's part of it is because the platform that I use doesn't allow it.
Okay.
There are certain topics like that are taboo, but I'm just as happy to go along with that because that makes me uncomfortable.
Right.
And I enjoy what I do. I don't talk about these taboo topics because they're uncomfortable for me,
right,
and that gives them a bad call.
Right.
That gives my caller a call that's not as enjoyable.
Yeah, I get it. You got to be into it.
All the weirdness and...
I know.
There's a strange little unique things that turn people on.
Tell me about some of the strange things. Can you tell me about some of those strange things that would surprise us, perhaps?
Like what?
Like some of the strange calls you get. Just some of the most bizarre. Yeah.
I have had some very, very, very strange calls. I had a caller who started out fairly normal. He wanted to do weight gain, which was he wanted me to be gaining a lot of weight.
Okay.
And as our calls went on, he kept adding more things. First, it was weight gain. Then he added that he wanted me to be having an orgasm every time I ate, which I'm stuffing my face with cheeseburgers and pretending to be, you know, this inflated, huge woman.
Right.
Then he wanted me to be smoking cigarettes. Then he added farting because,
right,
I was smoking cigarettes and taking in air. Then he added in lactation.
Wow.
And then he added in that I was turning into a werewolf as all of this is happening.
Oh, my God.
Keep in mind, I'm having to pretend on the phone to be a woman the size of a queen-sized bed who's stuffing her face with cheeseburgers, moaning orgasmically, smoking a cigarette, farting, blowing milk around the room, and turning into a werewolf, completely howling.
There is something for everyone. Oh, my God. You must get it. And you've been doing it for so long.
My other favorite was a guy that he had a cannibalism fetish. He wanted to be eaten. And when he first contacted me, he asked me to do a custom video where I butchered a rabbit, which I told him, no, I will not do that. Then he said, okay, you buy a freshly butchered rabbit, roast it, and then eat it wearing an evening gown and opera gloves.
Oh, my God.
And he wanted me to just eat it like a savage, just ripping it with my teeth and grease flying everywhere. And the point of it was, the rabbit was him.
Right.
And we never worked out that I would do the video because I told him, if I'm going to buy an evening gown, you're paying for it.
Right.
I'll never be able to wear this again.
Exactly. Oh, my God. So
you know,
they just...
some of my callers just have such weird fantasies that they're shocked
right.
that I can understand them.
And you just go there. I'm sure after all this time, you can just go there with them. Like, you just know, like, you mm-hmm. can navigate. You can almost probably tell from the first few minutes they're talking to you. Can you tell us about this? I know this is so fetish 101, and you're probably going to even, you know, we should know more about this. But we do are curious. We get a lot of emails about the foot fetish. So why the foot fetish? Why so prevalent?
I think it has to do with, and don't quote me on this.
I will not.
I have read that the area of the brain that's involved with sexual arousal is closely tied to the area of the brain where foot sensation is
felt. Oh, okay.
And it may be that there's some kind of crossing there. For other guys, it may be that they had some kind of foot-related incident happen to them at the moment that, or the point that they were building their sexual
right.
identity when they
yeah.
were very young.
A lot of it goes back to when people are young, right? And they were...
What was that?
A lot of things go back to when people were young and developed. A lot of fetishes
yes.
go back to when people
when
were young.
In
and
that very, very flexible, very permeable time in your life when you're figuring out who you are as a human being.
Right.
A lot of things can influence in the weirdest ways. I myself, I kind of enjoy doing the alien calls because I kind of have that as a personal kink. And
oh,
I feel
okay.
that comes from watching sci-fi movies when right. I was that age.
Right.
You know, around 5 or 6.
Right. So you can just go, oh my God, you're like every man's fantasy. So talk about the sissy phone sex fetishes and kink. That's something kind of...
I'm sorry, I can't hear you though.
Okay. Can you talk about... can you hear me now?
Not when you talk lower.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, what about the sissy phone fetishes and kinks?
The what?
The sissy? Your, I don't know, sissy?
Oh, the sissies.
Yes.
Oh, I love sissies.
Okay, tell me about that.
There are a lot of men that they want to cross-dress, and they find it more psychologically comfortable to do it in a femdom context. Because
oh.
then it's not their choice. They're
what do you mean
sport.
By femdom, for people who don't know?
Oh, female domination.
Right.
Like a dominatrix.
Right.
And that's a... that want to be dominated by a woman.
Right, okay. I'm just like
so
everyone...
for them, it's more psychologically comfortable to have a woman forcing them to do this. And
okay.
they can relax and enjoy it.
And so how does it work? Do they call, like, is there, like, something, a form they have to fill out beforehand, or do you just go with it with
no,
them?
No, they call me, and usually I have to figure it out on the fly, you know, yeah. to question them about what they're into. And being a dominatrix on the phone makes that a little bit easier because I can command them,
right.
basically,
do you
answer
get,
my questions.
Right. Do you get
but
turned?
I have enough experience over the years that, based on which of my lines they call, you know, female domination, the sissy line, whichever, I've already got a pretty good idea of what they're looking for.
Right.
And with a couple of questions at the right point, I can usually figure out what they're after without really having to do a lot of questioning.
Right. You're like one of those people like who can recognize a song within a few bars. I'm sure you can, like, the guy calls
yeah,
you
I
and you're like,
myself as a profiler.
Yeah, for real. I can see that. You've been doing it for so long.
The way I visualize it is I kind of have a flow chart in my head
mm-hmm.
and I'm trying to stay 2 or 3 branches ahead of the caller.
Right.
You know, I'm listening to their voice. I'm listening to their breathing. I'm listening to what they're saying and what they're not. And I'm making my next choice as to what to do. Based on my experience with other callers like them, my experience with them themselves, if they're a regular, and how I feel that they want to go today.
And
it's a lot of fun.
It seems like a lot of fun, and you get to do it from your home, right?
Yeah, and I'm doing this in bed with my laptop propped up on pillows.
I
know?
Love it. Do you get turned on?
Hmm?
Do you get turned on?
Really, no, because I am so busy mentally trying to keep ahead of them, remember what I've talked to them before about, because some of them have long ongoing stories that
right.
we're doing. I'm too busy, really.
Right.
And the callers that I do get turned on are very few and far in between, and they're usually the ones that they call for the same kind of thing I'm into, which is the alien role play.
Alien role play.
That kind of thing.
Okay, so they want you to be they want you to be the alien that abducts them.
I couldn't hear you.
They want you to be the alien that abducts them.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
They want me to be the alien that forces them sexually to, give in and surrender. And I have a couple of alien role play callers. That one of them is into pantyhose. So all of his aliens take over the universe through pantyhose. And another one has a fixation on prehensile hair.
Oh, my God.
So his aliens have hair tentacles that they use to, take over mankind. It's always a lot of fun.
I'm sure. Have you ever had something that you were just like you couldn't do?
That I couldn't do?
Yeah, was someone ever like you just like, I can't go there? I guess those are your taboos.
The guys that call in and they want to talk about snuff. They want to talk about me killing them.
All right.
They want to talk about me killing other people. I'm not comfortable with that.
Okay.
And I just, it makes me seriously uncomfortable because some femdom callers want to go that far. They
right.
want me to order them to do things that will actually hurt or kill them.
Right.
And those are the cases where I can't be on board with it. I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Right, exactly. I understand that. Can you talk about the psychology behind some of the femdoms that call in? Like the basic psychology.
The psychology behind it,
yeah.
I find, is partly because sexual roles have changed in our society. A lot of times I find that men subconsciously,
okay.
They live in a world where they're now subordinate to women in a lot of different areas. Their wife may be the one that runs things. They may have a female boss or female superiors of some kind, and they have this submissive side to them that they're trying to figure out a way to release that need to be submissive.
Right.
And it falls into this female dominant, male submissive sort of set of roles.
And that's the majority of your clientele, right?
Excuse me?
And that would be the majority of your clientele?
Yes. The majority, they're very interested in dominant women. For some of them, I represent a woman who's even more dominant than usual because I'm big. Because I
right.
Take
yeah,
up
let's
more,
talk
more
about
space.
That, the people who are fascinated with the BBW. So your website, and we'll have this all on our website if people want to check you out, but it's BBWLizPhoneSex.com. So talk about the BBW.
The Big Beautiful Woman?
Yes. The people with...
Yeah, I enjoy my size and my callers. I never get anything but the most positive reinforcement possible from my callers.
Right.
And the thing that they tell me they love the most about me being a BBW, when they look at my pictures, they want two things. They want to see that great big butt of mine. Because remember earlier in the show, you were like, I like big butts.
Yeah.
They do. And they like my confidence.
Right.
They like the fact that I look like I like who I am.
Yeah.
And I'm happy.
That's amazing. That's what men want to see. Women are so insecure. And I think that you're a great role model for women, that
mm-hmm.
you are so confident with who you are. And you've made a living out of it, too. So.
They want to see a woman who is completely in control of herself.
Right.
And the confidence is part of that.
Yeah.
I find it very, very erotic in a way that makes them want to bow down to it. You know?
Well, you're doing great work for the men out there. I totally appreciate it. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm sorry about the technical stuff, but we will... it's so nice to be connected with you.
I'd love to come back someday.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. When I can actually hear you.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry about that. But we will we'll post
okay.
this show, and we'll be in touch. But thank you so much for sharing all this.
Thank you for
and
having me on. I had a great time.
Have a great weekend. Happy phone sexing. Thanks for the advice.
Okay, you too.
Talk to you soon. Bye, Miss Liz.
Bye.
Sorry about that. I have no idea.
Because we've made plenty of calls from here.
Yeah,
then.
And it was no problem. I checked every single input.
I know you did, honey.
She was... We could totally hear her fine. The
totally
levels.
Fine.
I was blowing out your levels to just so she could hear you a little
right,
bit better.
Right.
But
don't know. Anyway, we got to go.
Sorry, people.
That's okay. Thanks, Miss Liz, so much for
calling
in.
I really would like to have her on the show again because I have so many questions. I just don't want to confuse her.
Let's have her call in again. Miss Liz, you're calling in again. We'll set it up with you. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Happy Free Friday. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.